gosh. That song's a spiritual talk right there, right? I love it. I love it. Thank you, Bill. So, okay, today's topic is Mission Impossible. And when I was thinking about this, you know how sometimes a song comes to you, like lyrics from a song, like from your past or whatever. When I was thinking of Impossible, the song that came to me was from, maybe you guys saw this, I'm dating myself, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella, where they go, impossible things happen every day. So yeah, the fairy godmother is singing this to Cinderella because she says, impossible for a plain yellow pumpkin to become a golden carriage. Impossible for a plain country bumpkin and a prince to join in marriage. And four white mice will never be white horses. Such faldy lol and fiddly dee, of course, is impossible. Impossible. Ta-da. But, she says, the world is full of zanies and fools who don't believe in sensible rules and won't believe what sensible people say. And because these daft and dewy-eyed dopes keep building up impossible hopes, impossible things happen every day. Is that the truth or what? I mean, it's miracles all around us, right? Here's one example. If you thought about, okay, a bird is an animal, small animal. The head of a bird is very small. The brain of a bird is very small. It's about the size of a pea. And yet, these birds can fly south for the winter. Somehow, they have this map. They can follow the map. They can follow the grid. They can get there, they know exactly where they're going, and they know exactly how to come back. How does that happen in a little pea brain, bird brain animal? Well, it's divinely created so that the bird's eye, when the blue light of the sun hits its eye, it sees the magnetic grid of the earth. And it's a magnetic grid, right? In its beak, part of its beak is made of iron. And those iron bits in the beak pick up the magnetic, and they see this as like blue lines, and they use it as a map. So we don't see this. We could try as we might. I would get lost without GPS or something. I mean, there's no way. I don't know north from east to west, and I don't know if somebody says go south, I'm like, what is that, left or right? You know, I don't know. But these birds, they know. They go. We've seen all those videos about the crows and the ravens and how smart they are to get at the food. I saw one yesterday where this guy had a tube, a long plastic tube, and he stuck a frozen shrimp in the middle of the tube. And he just was watching this crow, like, how's the crow going to get it, right? How's he going to get it? The crow went and found a stick and poked it in the tube, poked it, until the shrimp popped out the other side. And then it walked around and ate it. I mean, they know this. You'd think this was impossible, but it's not. Nothing is impossible. It's a lot of it could be summed up to quantum physics, right? We could call it God, we could call it miracles, or we could call it quantum physics. But either way, is it a miracle or is it quantum physics? Is it nature or is it supernatural? Well, what does it matter? Because it's really all the same, right? Nature and supernature, quantum physics and the creator, it's all the same thing. Albert Einstein always said, there are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. And the other is as though everything is a miracle. And then St. Augustine said, on an even deeper level, that there's a divine side to this, that we live in this physical world, and we don't always see the divine side of things. We see the nature side of things. But when something happens like this, that's the divine side of things, and we need to give it credit. So there is nature, and there is the supernatural. It's all together living here, allowing us to create the life we want. God didn't build us with choice and free will and freedom so that he could save us with his miracles. Sometimes when we're fighting the fire of our problems, God's not going to send a fire truck or a storm to rain down and put out the fire. That would be a little too easy. What does that teach us? Sometimes God chooses to stand beside us and give us the strength and resilience to fight that fire ourselves, to live through it, to know that even if everything burns down, we're still okay. We got this. This is how we build resilience and strength through our adversity, through our challenges, through these things that happen to us in life. Just like, you know, I talk about the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna on the battlefield with Arjuna. Arjuna represents us, every man. He's on the battlefield. He's having a crisis of consciousness. He's saying, I don't know if I want to fight this battle. I don't know if I want to kill people, let alone kill my family who's on the other side of the army. I don't know what to do. I'm thinking I'm just going to opt out. But Krishna, God, is by his side and saying, look, this is an important decision. And you can't just opt out. This is life. If you don't do it now, you're going to have to do it sooner or later. This is how you learn. This is how you grow. You have to face your challenges. You have to make the hard decisions. You have to do what's right. When you opted into this life, you said, I am a warrior. Are you going to chicken out now that the war starts? This is your chance to stand up and do what you came here to do. So come on, dude. You got this, Arjuna. That's what he's saying. And so what does Arjuna have to do? All he has to really do is listen to Krishna. Listen to that voice that's telling him what's right to do. He's being guided. Krishna doesn't fight the war for him. He doesn't say, this is a bad war. I'm just going to take care of it. Here's the winner, blah, 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 blah. Everything's solved. No. Going through those motions, that's what's going to get us to the other side. That's what's really going to get us to win the battle. There's a Vedic example of, you know, the movie screen. I'm sure you guys have heard this many times. Maybe from me, you've heard it many times. But you got a movie screen, like here. This is like a movie screen, right? It's blank. But the movie screen shows, we see what is projected onto the screen. So sometimes it's a love story, and sometimes it's a drama, and sometimes it's a murder mystery, and sometimes it's a comedy, and whatever, right? But when the movie is over and the story is resolved, it's a blank screen. The screen doesn't say, oh my gosh, I can't work anymore because that was so sad and I can't get through it, or, you know, or I'm still laughing, ha ha ha, who wants to party, you know. No, the screen is neutral. The screen is neutral. It will show whatever movie we put onto it. And that's kind of like our life. Our life is like this blank slate. Now, Okay. In the movie of our life, we are the actor and we are the writer, the screenwriter, the director, and the producer, and the music supervisor. We're like all those roles, right? This is our movie. But we don't come into life with a script. So what do? I mean, in Hollywood, when you have a script, it's like your outline of what you're going to see. And there's three acts, and you know, there's, you kind of introduce the characters, and then you have your moments of what do they call it? Inciting incidents, that something's going to make people change, and then they're going to go on an adventure, and then they're going to learn something, and then they're going to come back, and they're going to be changed, and then there's going to be a happy ending or whatever, right? But we don't have a script to read. We don't know. We're just going into this earth buck naked, like with nothing. We got nothing, man. We're like, where's our scripts? But then I heard this story. And now this is kind of taking a leap out there. Because this is my own theory. Not every Hollywood movie follows a script. For example, the movie Mission Impossible. Has anybody seen Mission Impossible? Okay. It was a TV show before. So if you haven't seen the movie, you've probably seen the TV shows, but it's Tom Cruise, you know. Da, 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 da. Lots of action, 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 action. Okay, this is how they write the script. And some people may say the script is not that good, right? But let me tell you, that movie makes millions of dollars. Those movies, it costs millions of dollars, but it makes millions of dollars. That's why they keep making them. But what they do is they have a brainstorming session and they say, what are the craziest stunts we can come up with? What can we do with Tom Cruise this time? Should we like throw him out of a plane without a parachute? What should we do? Should we bury him in the ice somewhere? Should we have an avalanche? Let's think of the craziest stunts we can. And they do that. And then they build the story around it. They think of the stunts first, and then they build the story around it. And I thought, okay, what if we use this as an analogy for life? That we all have these lessons to learn, and we all have the same lessons to learn. We're all living the same life. I mean, it's different scripts, but it's the same life. And if you want to think of it in terms of the chakra system, you know, just let's just simplify it that way, and let's go through the seven lessons in life, right? We are connected to this earth. We are a human being. We are on this planet Earth. We are custodians of this earth. We need to care for it. We are a part of it. We are made up of the same material that everything else in the earth is. That's the first lesson. Second lesson, we are creative beings. We have relationships, and through our relationships, we can create other human beings if we want to. We are creative people in so many ways. The third thing is we are active beings. We are here to take action. We're not here to sit on the couch and watch TV. We are here to do. That's part of human beings, right? We are here to do. And the fourth one is we are here to love. This is our heart chakra. We are loving beings. We are here to get love and receive love and know that love is all there is. Thank you very much, George Harrison. Love is all there is. Is he, that was him or Paul McCartney? Okay, I want to give credit to the right Beatle. Love is all there is. And we have a voice and we need to use it. We need to use it. We need to support people. We need to say good things, to teach, to help, to be kind, use our voice, and we need to think. We need to grow in our knowledge to eventually know who we are, which is the seventh chakra, is that we really are spiritual beings. we are connected to God. We're connected to the earth. We're connected to God. Those are the lessons we have to learn in this life. We can learn those a lot of different ways. But if you think, okay, I'm going to go through this life, what do I want to do to get there? How do I want to navigate so that I can learn all these lessons and get here so that I can be enlightened? Wouldn't that be great? And live an enlightened life in this very life? Be happy and peaceful with everything you have, knowing that everything you have is everything you want? It's pretty amazing. Okay, I just lost my place because I went on and on and on. But yeah, it's the generosity of our life that we need to learn, that we're not just living it selfishly for ourselves, that we're in this community. We are all connected. We are here to help each other learn and grow. This is our community. What can we do to contribute? What can we do to be generous? And in that way, because we're all connected, when we give to someone else, we're giving to ourselves this gift of knowledge, this gift of growth. So our stories differ, our choices differ, but we all eventually get to the same place. Nothing is impossible. Impossible things happen every day. We have the power. We have the creativity. We have the knowledge. Whatever we want to do, we can do. There's a way. I mean, you might even say like, okay, I never thought I'd be moving to Australia, and I'm moving to Australia. Some people may say, I want to go to Australia, but I can't afford it, but I can't do this. It's too far away. I don't want to go on a plane, whatever. You know, you can go to Australia on those virtual headsets now. You can watch Australia on a movie. There's lots of ways you can get there. There's lots of ways. There's FaceTime. You can FaceTime me, and I'll show you all around Australia, okay? It's going to be fun. All righty. Let's close with a prayer. Divine Creator, Spirit, Energy, Universal, Life, that thread that connects us all, show me where I need to go. Tell me what I need to know. Provide the seeds I need to sow. I'm grateful for this chance to grow. And so it is. Om Tat Sat. Amen.